KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Two men from Creston were arrested on separate charges recently. Early this morning, David Murphy was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. Murphy was later released from the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And at around 12:10 p.m. Thursday, Creston police arrested 36-year-old Dustin Seeley on a Union County warrant charging him with assault. Seeley was later released on $300 bond. And the Creston PD says no serious injuries were reported following two separate accidents Thursday. At around 2:40 p.m., a school bus driven by 72-year-old Dennis Kirkland of Creston was pulling over on New York Avenue in preparation to unload children when the bus clipped the front end of a legally parked SUV. Damage to the bus was estimated at $100, while the SUV sustained $1,400 damage. No citations were issued. The other accident happened at around 11:35 a.m. Thursday at the intersection of Sumner Avenue and Howard Street in Creston. Authorities say a van driven by 28-year-old Timothy Pingree of Creston was traveling west on Howard Street when it hit a pickup driven by 45-year-old Dwight Chumley of Creston as Chumley was traveling north on Sumner. Pingree told police a construction sign south of Howard Street had interfered with his seeing the oncoming van. The collision caused $6,000 damage. The passenger in the pickup, that is 54-year-old Junior Dean Chumley Jr. of Corning, complained of pain and possible injury and was transported to the hospital in Creston. Pingree was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right of way. An electrical problem is being blamed for a house fire late Thursday afternoon in Shenandoah. According to reports, a bad outlet in the bathroom of a home at 2057 A Avenue caused the blaze, which caused extensive damage to the bathroom and smoke damage to the rest of the residents. No one was home at the time of the fire, but firefighters did rescue a dog that was inside. There were no injuries reported. A passenger in a car that pulled out in front of a tractor Wednesday evening in Atlantic was injured during the collision. Police said yesterday the accident near the west entrance to the Midtown Apartments happened a little after 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. An SUV driven by Shelley Schweniker of Atlantic was turning left into the apartment complex lot in the 400 block of East 8th Street when she pulled in front of an International tractor driven by Dennis Vogel of Atlantic. A passenger in the SUV, 44-year-old Tracy Olinger of Atlantic, suffered minor injuries and was transported to the Cass County Hospital by ambulance. Police say Schweniker was cited for failure to yield while making a left turn. Creston police said also this week that two people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday and two thefts had been investigated. 36-year-old Amanda Atkins of Creston was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault, and 60-year-old Jolene Logan of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. Logan was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond, while Atkins was being held in the Ringgold County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And the Carter Agency in Creston reported to police Wednesday someone took a DeWalt radio from an apartment that was being worked on. The theft, which took place sometime between 4:30 p.m. Tuesday and 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, resulted in a loss of about $175. A Creston resident reported to police that someone had siphoned gasoline from the tank of her vehicle parked outside of her home in the 800 block of North Cherry Street. That happened sometime between 6:15 p.m. Tuesday and 7 a.m. Wednesday. The loss there estimated at $40. Police in Glenwood are asking for your help in finding a stolen pickup truck. Authorities say sometime between August 25th and 28th, a black 2002 GMC Sierra C1500 truck with Iowa license plate CCV128 out of Montgomery County was taken from 801 North Walnut Street in Glenwood. Anyone with information about the vehicle's location or the crime is asked to contact the Glenwood Police Department at 712-527-9920 or 527-4844. At least four law officers have been killed nationwide in the past 9 days, and a longtime lawman in southwest Iowa says he's seeing a shift in public sentiment about people who wear badges. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says the law enforcement career is already dangerous, but of all the anti-police protests and violence against officers, is changing the way they do business.
Yeah, it appears to be. I mean, I've been in law enforcement for almost 38 years, and it's definitely changed, you know, the perception and what people are saying, kind of the inflammatory things that are said about law enforcement. It definitely has changed.
Danker says he and his deputies have not experienced a lot of law enforcement hatred like what is being seen elsewhere around the country.
For the most part, we don't, but depending on the call that you go to, the individuals you deal with, you know, whether they're on, you know, some type of drugs or alcohol, possibly, you know, some mental health issues. I mean, and some people just don't like law enforcement.
In general, Danker said people in Iowa respect law officers.
I believe the majority of people support law enforcement. They appreciate the fact that we're out there doing the job that we do and basically putting our lives on the line every day. So, I mean, no matter where you're at, I mean, whether you're in rural or in urban, anything can happen. Randomly, people saying things to us, negative. No, not really.
Protesters with the Black Lives Matter group took to the Minnesota State Fairgrounds last weekend, chanting "pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon" as they marched. The protest came one day after a deputy sheriff in Texas was shot several times in the back and killed. Engineers of the Iowa Flood Center are mapping the East Nishnabotna River as part of an effort to better track areas at risk of flooding when heavy rainfall occurs. The data collected by the engineers this past Wednesday will be used to create computer models and maps that will show what land likely will flood at a variety of river levels. Engineer Tony Lesser sat on the shore with a laptop Wednesday while his colleague Dan Giles kayaked the river in a zigzag pattern. Giles's kayak had two pieces of equipment to help map the river. He had a sonar device that measured the river depth by bouncing sound waves off the river's bottom. He also had a global positioning device to measure latitude, longitude, and elevation. Elsewhere in news from around western Iowa, a 26-year-old Sioux City man has been sentenced to 17 years in prison for breaking into his ex-girlfriend's apartment and beating her with a hammer. Russum Katam pleaded guilty Thursday to second-degree burglary, an assault while participating in a felony and domestic abuse assault with a dangerous weapon. According to court documents, Katem broke into the woman's apartment on May the 6th and hid in her bedroom. Authorities say Katem struck the woman several times in the head when she refused to have sex with him. The victim suffered a broken nose and several cuts. And prosecutors in northwest Iowa have dropped all charges against an 18-year-old man who was accused of kidnapping and assaulting two men over a dispute about drug dealings. Isaiah Mothershed has been charged with two counts, or rather had been charged with two counts of kidnapping and two counts of willful injury. Mothershed had been accused of binding and blindfolding two men who met him to buy marijuana on July the 7th. Court documents say he had burned their faces with a hot object and struck one of them with a shotgun. Authorities say Mothershed had accused the men of helping someone steal his marijuana. The documents said Mothershed forced the men into the trunk of his car, but they escaped when he stopped and left the car to go into a house. Woodbury County Attorney Patrick Jennings, who filed a motion to dismiss the charges Tuesday, said the investigation is ongoing to determine Mothershed's involvement in that incident. News was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.